is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up, The Call Within with Meredith. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today.
Welcome back to News for the Soul Radio. This is Meredith McDonough, the owner of The Call Within, and today I have special guest, director and owner of Starseed Academy, Minerva Maharaj. So Minerva, welcome. I am so pleased to have you, and I guess we'll just start off with a little bit of, you know, surface, and then we'll just dive in deep. So please just introduce yourself.
Yeah, it's so good to be here in this space with you, Meredith. As you said, I'm the director and owner of Starseed Academy Coach Training, which is an ICF-accredited spiritual coach training program. I also have my own private coaching practice, Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching, where I do private and group and masterminds in that space. And I'm located in Canada or Toronto, but I service students and clients around the world. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm so glad to have you. And for those who don't know, I'm a recent graduate of Starseed. So I'm, you know, very excited to share all the wisdom and dive deep. So, and I know usually we do interviews like, okay, like, how did you get into this? And I know both you and I were like, you know, let's just skip that. I mean, we can talk about, you know.
People find that information.
Yeah. The hard hitting questions is, you know, it's like, I remember when I first started off in, working in like just as a spiritual entrepreneur in general. And honestly, when I thought of coaching, I was like, well, what do I really need a coach for? And I didn't really understand like what coaching was. So I guess in your own words, it's like, what makes, like, why do spiritual entrepreneurs need intuitive coaches?
Yeah, love this. Okay. Lots of questions, lots of answers are coming up. Well, I first of all feel that everyone needs a coach. I believe that if everyone had a coach, no matter what walk of life or what path you're on in terms of work, if everyone had a spiritual coach, I feel like the world would be such a better place. I truly believe that in my soul. So take me back to the question again, because sometimes I go on these little...
Oh, it's okay. It's fine.
...in my head.
why do people need it? Why do people need an intuitive coach, I guess? Or why spiritual entrepreneurs? Well,
Spiritual entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like on every level, right? So who we are as a being, and that's part of the work, and I didn't say that in my intro, is that what I truly help everyone do, from my students to my private and group coaching clients, is... I help leaders, and typically I do work with spiritual entrepreneurs, receive more wealth, rest, and freedom in their life by doing less and being more. Being more meaning being more of who you truly are, free of conditions, free from limitations at your core, operating from the highest consciousness of you from every level, on the mental level, on the emotional level, on the spiritual level, on the physical level, on the energetic level. So that's a lot of work, right? It's not just for what I do, it's not just addressing just one area in someone's life, like just mindset or just spirituality or just taking action and here's the plan. For me and my coaching style, I go through every level to bring and cleanse and clear and decondition all the blocks at those levels. That's not allowing you to be who you truly are. So I feel like that's why if you want to be successful, a successful spiritual entrepreneur, you need to service all those aspects of yourself, all those levels of yourself, what's going on in the mindset? What's your mental world like? What's going on in the emotional world? What wounds, what traumas haven't been healed? You know, there's ancestor stuff that you need to heal and renew, restore for your ancestors. And then on the action part of it, like how much are you operating on a force and fight and hustle mentality? Because when you don't check into those areas, for example, you could be doing all the things. And I hear that a lot with students when they're starting their businesses. I'm doing all the things, but chances are they're doing too much. And most times when I work with spiritual entrepreneurs and spiritual leaders, they are doing, and when I say spiritual leaders, not necessarily like teachers, but they're just, I work with predominantly with powerful female leaders in their industry, different types of coaches. And oftentimes, especially people who are running their businesses, they're doing way more than they need to. That's actually blocking what it is that they want. They feel like they have to do social media. They have to do blogs. They have to do videos. They have to do. And that all, and if you don't take the time, first of all, to like assess it within yourself, and even if you're really good at assessing it with yourself, it's always good. There's always blind spots. And for me, I have more than one mentor. Sometimes I have more than one coach because I have different areas and different levels of myself that needs attention. Sometimes I need attention with my mindset and I haven't really been working on that, but I was just working on the action and the doing part of it. Or maybe I've just been focusing too much on the spiritual side and not taking a look at what are the emotional parts of me that have gone unnurtured or unhealed and still open wounds that are deep within. So that's why I feel like you need spiritual entrepreneurs. You're obviously very passionate. You have a vision. You're working towards something greater. And it will always service you to invest in yourself and finding someone who is aligned to you to help, you know, maximize your success and your journey of success, right? Yeah. And because journey, as we know, is not always linear, never, ever linear. It's up and down, round and round and back again, right?
Yeah.
So to have that support will just be so nurturing and beneficial in so many ways and help, I feel, carry out the mission and vision that entrepreneurs do have.
Yes, and Starseed really did help with that. And I say this as a spiritual entrepreneur myself, going into, I think, the 13th year of business is prior to Starseed, and to piggyback and connect with everything that you're saying is, you know, oftentimes I was that person who was over-functioning in their business. And I would often sit there and say, so am I like putting, you know, am I doing enough? Or I would do the things that were the shoulds, like you should join a networking group. You should have a website. You should have, you know, this X, Y, or Z. And I think especially for new spiritual entrepreneurs, like you're saying, they get caught up in, you know, the muggle way of running a business. They could call it like that. But, and they don't realize, like you were saying a couple months ago, remember I was asking you, I was like, Minerva, like, what about Instagram? And you said, Meredith, I have a friend or I have a student who runs, you know, a coaching business and they don't have any social media. And I was like, what? Really? Because, you know, we live in a world that says, you know, if you're not on social media, you don't exist. So I love that there's this different is with Starseed, it's really like, I think what makes Starseed different from other business coaches, at least like on our business coaching containers, it's about what you as a spiritual or creativepreneur, what lights you up in the way to do it. If it's having a website, great. If it's having social media, great. But if it's feeling laborious, perhaps that's not it. And it's very counterculture to, you know, what we see on Instagram. You know, there's kind of like these two like conflicting paradigms of people, you know, if you're not working all the time, you know, there's 24 hours in a day, and if you're not using that full 24 hours for work, you're failing. And it's like, and for me as a manifester, and I know you as well, which is a human design reference, I'm like, what? I've only got so many.
And we live in a sacral world. Like majority of, you know, people in this world are generators who have this ongoing sacral energy. And so, yeah, to add to that, I love that you shared that because that's part of what we do at Starseed is our slogan is change your world by being you. And it, every single word was intentionally placed in there because truly your path to success, your plan to success, what you're going to end up doing through your business to serve people is completely different from what I wouldn't say completely, but like we have our own way, even if it's, it could be different or it could be the same, but it will be you. And I can't duplicate you. You can't duplicate me. So what we do is we help every single student who walks into our community and into our classrooms to unleash and tap into what is being you look like. And when you really truly tap into that of what's being you on so many levels, what resonates with you, what, how are you meant to carry out this mission? What is your mission? Who are you meant to serve? So many things embodies that mission that you are here for, that purpose that you are here for. And in that, that means the way you're going to carry out that mission, how you're going to market yourself in human terms is going to be different. And so often we step out of that. And I was, you know, I fell into that as well because you don't know when you're starting that, when you're starting the business. I started my business in 2015. I had other businesses before that as well, but my coaching business was in 2015 and I did the same thing. Go to the networking groups, go to masterminds, have a coach, do the training, do work on the website, have social media, blah, 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 do the blogging. I was doing all the things and some of it worked, some of it didn't, but I just kept going because you kind of do this whole, you just got to do it all and one day something's going to catch and you know, one day that one client's going to come in or maybe that newscast radio will find you and everything will just explode and everything is just, it's just not intentional and you end up, it leads you into this fog, into burnout, into resentment, into not being proficient in what you are here to do, right?
Yes.
So it does come down that when you truly are coming from a place of being you, you, with that, with support, because sometimes what does that mean, being you? So that means so many things to so many people, and how do you even get to that place of that core, true, infinite, limitless essence of you and letting that run your life, letting that be the lead and the fuel of your actions and your thinking and your being? How do you start being that in a world where majority of people aren't that, right? So how do you start being that? And if you allow that to be your guide, so many things fall away. So when I started my coaching business in 2015, I was working, you know, I always joke that it's not even a joke. You leave the 9 to 5 to work less, but I ended up working 5 to 9, like 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. sort of hours, right?
Yeah.
That's what it ended up being. I was doing way more than I was working longer hours, making less money, serving less people, feeling less aligned, even though I was so excited in my purpose and I figured what I'm meant to do in life, blah, blah, blah. There was just all of that, but that was all so mixed up in the mix. There was just this big ball just rolling and rolling, not even knowing why I was rolling and why and where. And now I work less time, receive more, have more freedom in my schedule. I have 2 businesses and a 3rd one coming. So as I mentioned, Starseed Academy, our coach training program, I have my private coaching practice and I have a 3rd one in the making, a 3rd business.
Yeah.
And I'm working less. So to me, that's evidence. And I never understood that. Like, what are people saying? They're working 20 hours a week and they're making like $1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. You just need, you know, the right guidance and tools and steps and support to get there.
Yes. Yes. I love that. And I think the support is the key word I've been popping up a lot for me the past few days has been support. And I connect with all the things you're saying. If you're a true entrepreneur and you're trying to do all of the things, there comes a point where you realize that you can't do all of the things. And this is something I hear commonly from like new Reiki practitioners or new bioskill tuners, or anybody in the healing world, really, or new yoga teachers, coaches, is like, well, you know, I've been sitting here and trying to code my own website for the past, you know, 48 hours, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, are you a coder? No. Do you know somebody who might be? And do you think you could delegate that? And
yeah,
I think we said being you is that, yes, as an spiritual entrepreneur, we're going to wear many hats. But I think going back to the being you is also recognizing, you know, recognizing what our skills and capacity are and when we have to delegate and surrender those things to someone who their zone of genius does lie in that. So
there does take some training in that and relinquishing of control. And for sure, I hear people who are like, I just can't trust someone to do it the way I need it to get done. And that one just, when I hear that, the first question you need to ask yourself is, do you want support? Because sometimes people say they want it, but they don't. They say, I need support, but they don't actually want support. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's just the first thing. You need to acknowledge it, and you need to decide it, however that's going to look. You just need to, that's really just the first step in allowing in support. If you feel like you need to do it all your own, I understand completely. I do agree. It's a great way to save money at the beginning, but to a certain extent, when it becomes a detriment to your health, mentally, emotionally, physically, how you are going to be of service to the world, it's not useful to choose that way.
Yeah.
So, no, we can definitely talk more on the support part. I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah. That could be a whole episode.
Yeah.
I want to kind of pivot, kind of turn the table here a little bit. And this kind of came to me as you were talking to ask this question. It's more of like a scenario, but I think I know many, myself included, many spiritual entrepreneurs face sort of this mindset where the mindset is they feel like they are at the mercy of their clients to make a sale. Like when they hop on a discovery call, they're like, okay, this person has all of the power because they have to say yes with me, you know, yes to working with me or no to working with me. And, you know, you being the very powerful and embodied coach that you are, an energetic being, what would you say to a spiritual entrepreneur that is still carrying this mindset? How can they shift and pivot out of like feeling that they are like, you know, at the happenstance of another?
Love this question. Love this question. Well, it's exactly what you said. When you feel like all the power is in the client's hands and everything's riding on this yes or no, that's the issue right there, is the power is all in, you have put the power all in the client's hands, and you have forgotten and being conditioned to believe that, but you've forgotten that the power actually is you. The power is in your hands. So how could you take that power back? You need to recognize that you as the entrepreneur, you as the business owner, you as the creator, and you as this purpose-driven being right here, right now, you are the power. You are the generator of the yes. You are the generator of wealth. You are the generator of money. And actually everything has been flowing to you and through you, or to you and off of you. So the only way it's going to flow to you and through you is by you recognizing, number one, that I am the generator of money. I am the generator of wealth. And you start taking back your power. You start owning your power again. And when you can have that little mind frame that money was just actually responding to you the entire time. So money's flowing to you. You're like, but no, it's just all up on the client. It's just flowing to you like, okay, then I'm going to put it in the client's hands. And the client's just like, they can, something's out of alignment. They can feel the desperation, the need, the push. Then you show up in that need and push. That's not really you, right?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
that pushes it away, and then you're like, that just affirms everything I believe. People are just showing up and don't want to pay, and people just don't want to pay for my services, or it's all in other people's hands, and I have to wait on other people to make this happen for me. And that is draining. That is so self-defeating. That makes you want to quit, right? Yeah. That was a big – I'm speaking from experience, like – that was one of my biggest awarenesses, learnings as a coach, that, whoa, I was always putting in other people. I thought my faith of my business, of my life, of my mission, of my finances was all on my clients, on who comes in, these intro calls. And I put so much pressure and so much, it was just out. And when you think about that, like if you can just sit in that seat for a moment, of the last intro call you had, or the last consultation, whatever it is, or the last email you got, where was your energy at? Where was your power? Where was most of that power and that energy put into? Was it in that email? So outside of you, was it on the client on the other side of the phone? Or was it in you being like, when you're really grounded in your power, when you truly are, and this does take practice, especially since we've been conditioned out of this. Many people have. I know I had. And this was a lot of my deep inner learnings. But when you truly connect, like you still have that power within. It's just a matter of remembering and nurturing that again. But when you come back to that space of, ooh, that power, you feel like nothing can move you. You're detached from the outcome and you're in a more neutral space. You're in the power. And then the universe too, you know, as we say, I always say the universe doesn't understand words. It understands vibration. Yes, vibration is words, but end of the day, what is the dominant force behind things is your energy, is the frequency. So if you're in your power, the universe is responding to your power and where you've placed your power. So you need to remember, reconnect, and realize that you are the powerful one. You are the creator of your reality. You're the creator of the circumstance.
I love that. And I think so many spiritual entrepreneurs, they get caught up in the details, but they need that reminder of like, wait, I'm here to serve, but I can also serve and be powerful, stand in the power. Love that. I'm trying to think of any sure questions will flow as they do.
I'm loving this conversation. It's just deep, it's organic, and what needs to be heard, and how spiritual entrepreneurs, how you can better show up, how could you be more in alignment to carrying out this mission. This is what really the conversation is about.
Yes.
Is remembering what it is you already know. You know your mission. You know your passion. You know what also I think people need to come back to as entrepreneurs is your own knowing. And that's another fault and kind of misconception that's in the industry of that the coach has the answer. This mentor has the answer. The person who's making multi-millions, they have the answer that you don't.
Yes.
And I'm all for the coaches and the mentors, obviously, because this is our line of work.
Yeah.
But the shift, and I always remind my clients and my students, ultimately what we're doing as coaches and as mentors is just reminding you who you are. I mean, the good ones are, like the strong, powerful ones. And most successful ones are the ones who believe you truly are the one who has the answers within. It's something you hear, but come back to basics, that we actually have the answers within ourselves for wealth, for health, for success in our business. We're the ones that were given this mission. We're the ones, the star seeds, right? If you can consider yourself a star seed, we each have a mission. We each have a purpose. That was already implanted in us. And if that's already within us, we have the roadmap, we have what we need to fulfill that. So we just need to come back to our own inner knowing and that support outside of it. The mentors, the programs that you hire, you partake in, viewing it in a different way that they're just here to walk with me and to remind me of what I may have forgotten, to point me back inwards. Those are the most powerful coaches. Those are the most powerful mentors or who are doing you a service is those who are bringing it back to you. Because then again, when we put it out of like, this program is just going to make me millions. This is the thing that's going to get me out of debt. This is the thing. We have put our power outside of ourselves and lack to recognize that power is in us right now. We just need to go a little deeper and we need to activate it and start embodying it.
Yes. And I get the sense that, you know, as we move into, you know, for those who are into astrology, is as we're moving into this age of Aquarius, it's like we're seeing the shift of the power dynamic. And there have been so many shifts of power dynamics to see patterns of it in our society, in our collective. And, you know, people have been calling it the great resignation, you know, the labor force. It's like, well, wait a second, we don't want to work for, you know, $7.50 an hour anymore. And people are taking their power back, and I kind of see it as this wave, you know, going back towards people. I think we're going to see I know we're seeing more of it. I think also people are wanting to embody their personal power more
absolutely.
In every circumstance of their life.
I feel like especially with this pandemic, the past 2 years, like this is not to bring up anything political or what side you're on or anything,
yeah.
but when I was just reflecting on it and I go, one of the beautiful gifts that came out of it is the shift into more of feminine and out of the wounded masculine, because it was very masculine and doing and control driven and all that sort of forced energy that now all these bad things, quote unquote, bad things happen, but there's so much gift and beauty out of these things that have unfolded the past 2 years.
Yes.
And mind you, me and my family have been through a lot of hard things during the COVID time, as I'm sure many families have. But one thing as I was reflecting upon my experience of that was how much this shifted the consciousness from the unconscious into conscious. People are more aware, the energy, the vibration of the planet is shifting, and it's shifting out of the unconscious into the conscious of what does feel good, what am I meant to do, how am I meant to do this. And even most recently, I feel like in the entrepreneur world, the old messaging of how to run businesses or how to do your work is shifting even more and makes
yeah.
me so excited. And I even noticed within my own systems and my own businesses that the things that I was doing a year ago have expired. And during all those hard times, like there was, let me be transparent. Like I thought last year it was meant for me to close the doors of both my businesses. Things who just came to a weird halt, like things are still kind of moving in the background, but there was so many things that were just going, it just came to a halt. And I really seriously considered maybe this is the end for me. Maybe there's a new whole path that, you know, I never thought I would be a coach when I was an actress and dancer. So is maybe the end of coaching for me, and there's a whole new world I haven't ever considered. I questioned all of it, but what that all was doing and saying to me was that you have made a deeper promise. Your deeper knowing knows that the way you were walking this path has expired. Not the path has expired, the way you were walking this path has expired, and it shifted so much into more of what I wanted, and more of what I wanted was being myself. More ease, more flow, more relaxation, more spaciousness, more receiving of income, more service, more impact, helping more people be more of who they are. And all of that came from a shift in consciousness. So when you feel that disrupt, when it feels super uncomfortable, we're resisting. The pain and suffering always comes from the resisting of what is meant to be, what is better, what is a better, higher consciousness. And so that disruptor, that big halt, I would say, or how I felt was a halt last year for me, was just a redirect into the direction of consciousness and of truth and of being.
Yeah.
And when I start following that, energy universe supports that, and it just starts flowing. So the way people are running their businesses are much different. So if you feel like it's hard right now, you're resisting the new way of being. You're resisting you, ultimately. And clients and customers are also like, even for me, I'm not even the coaches I used, some coaches I used to follow, like the posts on social media, the stories, it's kind of like the same old. I'm kind of done with the marketing and how the old way was done. But the thing that captivates me is when someone is being themselves and real and raw. And it's even some of my most successful coach, I consider successful coaches, are like, I'm having a really shitty time right now. And to me, that's captivating, but there's a lesson in that. So what I'm saying, the old needs to go. This is a time of completely surrendering and letting go and erasing all the patterns of the old, the past, the L traces of the old, and
yeah.
starting the new in all areas of our lives. And if you're resisting that, that's where the discomfort and how much longer, harder it's going to be for you.
Yes. And I connect with everything you're saying in the sense that I know in my own business, I've been feeling a need to make some shifts. Spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, especially if they've been in their business for, you know, a couple of years, they kind of get into a flow. It's like, you know, they, you know, we love what we do. We could play in it. It's great. But it's very easy to get stuck in certain patterns of like, this is the way I always did Reiki, or this is the way I've always done coaching, or this is the way I've always done, you know, X, Y, and Z. So there is, I agree with you. There is a time, a call to, reshift what stability, looks like. It's mm-hmm. coming. It's good.
And also recognizing.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
I interrupt the creative flow. Oh, I'm so sorry. As a manifester, I interrupted your flow. I just love the word stability that you used, and realizing that stability changes as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we fear, is that we were feeling stable and we have something so good in terms of a product or a service or the way we were doing things or a routine. It felt stable for a while. We got into a flow, and then something needs to change or shift, and we resist that change or shift when really that's our inner being calling us. It's a higher calling. It's a higher consciousness, right?
Yes.
And knowing that that's what's needed to create your new stability, and then you're going to keep growing, expanding, and keep kind of shaking up that stability to create a different level of stability. And it's completely normal. And I think people have to change. Entrepreneurs can change their point of views or reflect or just take a look, check your, what is your point of view on stability and what you have created, and how much room do you allow, and how much you flow and grow with change, because change is good. Like, what's your point of view on change? If you have a negative point of view on change, then you're going to resist that. It can be harder for yourself.
Yes. And I commonly see this, you know, sometimes I have people that come, you know, for readings or coaching, and they say, you know, I know there's something that's changing. I know that something needs to change in my life, but I just don't know what it is. And I get a sense that, at least I know for myself, there's been this surrender element where I'm like, yeah, change is coming. It's going to be there, but I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to bring it down and tangibly have it, which where it says today, Meredith, your change is going to be in these areas.
And that would be nice.
It would be very helpful. I'd be like, I'll take that. I get the sense that, you know, some people are coming to terms with, like, there's again that surrender into the feminine of like, hey, we just, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, the relationship with uncertainty. And I get the sense that, you know, during, you know, the pandemic, there was a reevaluation. Some people were like, oh, you know what? I'm uncertain, but what else is possible inside of this space? Well, other people were sort of forced to be uncertain, but also had to make certain decisions. I get the sense one of the beauties of COVID as well was that watching all of these spiritual entrepreneurs just sort of explode. And I'm like, whoa, where do these people come from? They're so gifted. They're so embodied. They're so talented. And it's like, without fail, they're like, hey, 2020, I left my corporate job, or I just couldn't do it anymore. Or, you know, but there was, you know, they were dropping, you know, they were leaving behind the thing that once fit. So I tend to find, that flexibility and that expansion, the space to play is, like you said, it's not just linear. And although I love to hear success stories of people who are like, yes, I did this and I did this and I did this, and then I made multi-million dollars. I'm like, well, that's amazing. But as a spiritual entrepreneur, I tended to find that most of us have sort of had like an in and out and a down and around, and there hasn't been a one linear line. And now I look back on it, you know, I used to judge myself, like, oh, you know, 13 year business, I haven't made X amount and done this, and, you know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And I'm like, you know, but I've had incredible experiences along the way to that. You know, if I detach away from the outcome of all, you know, of these different things, there has been a great deal of wisdom of other kinds of abundance that have come through different lessons that aren't going to be found in, hate to say, they're not going to be found in multi-million dollars. So
I agree. I hear what you're saying completely. Like, so many things you said there, like I wanted to say around trust. When you feel the shift that something is coming, and I'm going to lead back to your point here.
Yeah.
Hopefully I do.
You're fine.
Get on this road. But, you know, it's like, I think as spiritual entrepreneurs, like, you know, when you're in the spiritual realm, just you get these downloads and it just comes flooding in fast. When you feel it's just going to come, but you don't even know exactly what that looks like. Most people want to see the whole staircase before they start walking down the staircase or walking up the staircase, however way you want to look at it. For me, before I started Starseed Academy, my coach training school, I was teaching at another school. And that was going well, but something told me I needed to stop. I know I was getting a little burnt out for sure because I was teaching quite a lot and I had my coaching business at the time. But everything in my body was telling me you need to stop. And it didn't make sense financially because there's this moment of new stability. This feels good. Why would you disrupt this flow, universe? Like, what are you telling me to stop this job? And, you know, possibly jeopardize what I have built. But this is where the element of trust comes in as an entrepreneur that you need to have, as the quality successful entrepreneurs have, is trust, where it doesn't make logical sense, but it makes illogical sense. It makes intangible sense in your body, in your gut, in your spirit, in your knowing. To me, that is real trust and dropping into that. So I flowed in that. I resigned. I didn't know really what I was going to do next, but I can sense, and now looking back, it was my rest mode to birth what was coming next. And then what happened 3 months later in a meditation, opened Starseed Academy, and that just went like all engines revved up, and we made it happen within 3 months. We launched the first day we opened the doors. Someone was signing up. We had our first cohort. And then to say what you're saying, you have this burst, right? Like you have this dip and then you come back up.
Yeah.
Birth Starseed Academy had a great first cohort. And then I gave birth. And then I had like some like applications kind of dwindling in, was finishing off private clients. And then some private clients, last year I just worked with a handful of private clients, and that's when things start kind of dipping on the other end of things, right? And so then after that, that's when it's like that big dip. And you can go into distrust, you go into questioning, and it's completely normal to go through all those things, which I did too. As I mentioned, I thought it was done. Like I was like, is this the end? Like, was the best already the best for me? For COVID, my business was doing the best it was ever doing at that point. And I was like, was this the end for me? But then you continue riding that wave. You go through last year was like $1 million less than years, and you trust and you just keep going. And the reason I was able to trust is because I kept going back into my inner knowing, and that could be different, your inner wisdom, your intuition, what's your soul saying? I tapped into all levels because I was like, give me an answer. Do I keep going or do I stop? And the answer, all I got was keep going. And I was like, holy F, can you give me a little bit more here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can swear on here. But kept going and kept going. And one of my mentors was like, it's not faith until you, when it doesn't look like it does, isn't going to happen. It's not faith unless you keep going and it doesn't look like it's happening. When it looks like it's still not going to happen, that's true faith. And then things start picking up again. We have our cohorts going again. I have like the best team. The ideas, the intuitions, the opportunities, the new stability, we're finding footing again, and that may change again. So the truth is, as an entrepreneur, we do hear these $1 million success stories, and I love those stories as well.
Yeah.
And some coaches are very, very open about their journey. But I don't believe there's one person on this planet who it was just a smooth, straight up and up line. The truth is, for everyone, everyone has to walk a journey and a path, and it is always up and down, and that is okay. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means how much do you believe in what you do and your mission, and you believe in yourself. That's just really what's going to keep you going, and it's only going to get better from here, no matter where you're at right now.
I love that. Thank you, Minerva. So we have last 5 minutes. So I want you to shamelessly plug Starseed Academy. So please, where to find you, how to find you.
I have obviously lots going on, but if, you know, on starseedacademycoachtraining.com, I would start there. We have so many free resources on business success and entrepreneurship, from marketing to skills to personal development, human design. We do have our coach training programs coming up. We just started our March cohort. We do have one starting in April. We keep the classes really small. We run them. They're intuitively run in terms of when we set the next dates. So we don't have the next dates after April set, but I would continue checking. Join our newsletter, because we do them seasonally is how it feels right now. But things are picking up, and I have some amazing teachers who co-teach with me, and there's lots of free resources. I have like a behind the scenes of running my business, and so myself with another co-instructor at Starseed, we give you a real and raw look behind our business. We had a real conversation of what that looks like financially, marketing-wise, what our day-to-day looks like, some blocks we had to overcome. So I think that would be beneficial for any spiritual entrepreneurs. And then I have my Words of Wisdom podcast, which you can find on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. And yeah, would love to connect in some way. And I'm on Instagram as well, Goddess of Wisdom Coach.
Wonderful. And yes, for those who are new to the Soul Radio, this episode will also premiere on the Call with the YouTube channel. You can find all the links for Starseed Academy Coach Training in the description. And of course, if you're on email list, or see it there too. So Minerva, any last, one last golden nugget of wisdom before we finish off.
I want to first say thank you for this conversation, because I just love in-depth conversation, and I feel like I could be totally me on this. So thank you. And thank you you being a manifestor and doing the work that you're doing. It's just been so my joy to support you from the training, to see where you are now and continue seeing your growth and your commitment to your mission. That's just an honor to witness. My last words for everyone is just go deep within your heart right now, your soul, your gut, and what is that vision in 1 year or 3 years? And realize in this moment that is real, and you have everything within you right now to make it real in the tangible, in your physical reality, and you can actually make that happen now by being in the vibration of it now and start acting from that place now. So I just want you to know it's all within you. It really is.
Love it. Thank you so much, Minerva. Thank you for being here on Youth Service Soul Radio. And I highly recommend Starseed Academy Coach Training for anybody who's wanting to expand into the intuitive coaching realm, or if you are a coach and desiring to have more of a spiritual or metaphysical toolbox at your disposal in your coaching, highly recommend Starseed. So thank you, Minerva, so much. It was an honor and a privilege to have you here. And thank you again.
Thank you.